The world of construction is transforming before our eyes. How we design, plan, quantify, and build is changing day to day. But it's never been so easy to connect, share, and bring people together. Our industry is reshaping. So how do we develop relationships? How do we overcome our fears? How do we generate business? And how do we ultimately become the best version of ourselves?
This is Made to Measure. I'm Mick Donaghy. My guest today is...
Hi, everybody. This is Mick Donaghy, and this is another episode of Made to Measure, and the final episode of Made to Measure, episode 34. So we have done 34 episodes in just under 3 months, which has been an Olympic task for myself and for the guys I'm working with and everyone who's actually helped out with the podcast. So I just want to say thank you. This is a solo episode. I want to talk about the five biggest things that I've learned this year. So what a year it has been. I'm sure you would all agree. 12 months nearly of a lot of uncertainty, not knowing what's coming next. But I'm pretty happy to be in a position where I think next year is going to be one of our best yet as a company and certainly as an industry. And I think that the amount of capital expenditure within the Australian construction industry, both on that residential side right through to the infrastructure side of things, is going to prove invaluable in 2021. I honestly believe that there's going to be some huge skill shortages across the board, and that includes with estimators and quantity surveyors, and also some project engineers out there who listen to the podcast. And the reason being, there hasn't been any overseas candidates come into the market now for nearly 12 months. When companies start to pick up for lost revenue that they have obviously lost for 2020 and they regain that in 2021, we're going to see huge growth. And within that is going to mean that there's a huge growth within that labor shortage market. So if you're a skilled candidate within estimating, within quantity surveying, within project engineering, I'm not going to guarantee, because certainly I've been stroked on this in the past, but I'd be pretty confident that you'll be in a good position next year. So this year, 2020, has been a bit of a roller coaster. I got married on January the 25th. Only about 4 or 5 weeks after that, we went into lockdown. As I've said before, the business was only 6 months in operation as a young startup business within the recruitment industry. The COVID crisis took our business and turned it upside down. But there's been a lot of learnings that have come from that. And certainly, I believe that I'm a better businessman, hopefully a better leader, hopefully a better husband and friend from this. And there's going to be a lot of you listening out there that will be in the same position. And if you have struggled this year, you haven't been the only one. I've struggled at times during the period of March, probably right through to July. It was extremely difficult trying to start up new divisions, keep the brand going without having any revenue coming into the business at all. It was a very, very challenging time. But I believe that I've learned probably more from the last 9 months than I've learned probably in the last 5, 6, 7 years of my career. There's been so much. And the first thing I want to actually talk about today is perspective. What this year has taught me is to always have perspective, whether that's looking after your friends, looking after your family, whatever it might be. We've seen how COVID has affected the world, everyone across the world. You know, the deaths we've seen throughout the United States, the UK, Europe, Asia, Middle East, everywhere. It's completely unbiased, this virus, and it's taken everyone and turned everything upside down. And what it's taught me is just to look after yourself, look after your friends, look after your family. You know, every day during COVID, I was on the phone to my old man in Ireland. You know, he lives on his own. he's probably in that high risk category. And every single day, we didn't even have anything to talk about because he's sitting in the house. But it just being out, reaching out there and being there for one another is just so, so important. And having that perspective to realize that there's more to life than work, because money is going to come and go, work is going to come and go, but you might not have that opportunity to speak to that friend or to speak to your family member and tell them that you love them. So it's been a big, big thing for me this year is perspective. And moving on from that, people, and when I work in a people business, and a lot of companies that I deal with, they say that they're people orientated, people first. And some companies say that, and some companies actually mean it. But this year, it genuinely has taught me that you are only as good as the people around you. And that's for damn sure. There's been no way that I could have got through this if it hadn't have been, you know, for the support of my wife, for the support of my teammates, Kyle out there, who's actually still on the phone right now. And it's, you know, the week before Christmas. It's been a hell of a ride. And it really just shows you that when you have a good relationship with people and you value those people that you're with, that they're really willing to dig in and help you get through the worst of times and actually getting you into the best of time modes. I know that's maybe not the most articulately put sentence, but honestly, when you see someone and they're getting battered around the head every single day, and this has been their first year within recruitment, and they're trying so hard to actually help me, you know, it's unbelievable, and it's something that I'll always remember. So yeah, if you're in a business, no matter how big or how small, you know, those working around you are have been working, you know, do not just for themselves, but for the others, for other people around them, so other people can work, and so they have jobs. And it's been in a collective spirit that's been unheard of probably for the last 60, 70 years, probably since World War II. You know, everyone's come together this year and really put others before self. And it's something that I totally, totally respect. So my number two is people. Number three of the five things that I've learned this year is going back to the basics. When everything is going wrong, just going back to those basics of connecting people and being a consultant and being someone who's ready to listen and help others is just a huge thing. I can't maybe proclaim it enough that at one point, I think it was around July, I was trying to set up a mining desk. I was trying to speak to companies within every sector, renewables, utilities, energy, everything. I was calling every man, woman, and their dogs to try and get some business ramped up. And that was just to really keep the company alive. And the reality of it is that, yes, that works to a point, but what also works is going back to what you know and just doing something really, really well. And it doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to be the biggest and brassiest and the sexiest logos or anything like that. If you're talking to someone and you're listening to someone, and you're fighting for them and competing for them and working hard for them, you know, that makes a hell of a difference, and that person won't forget it. When we're starting to get referrals and reviews from people that we helped during that time that maybe we didn't even place, and they're giving us reviews, which has been incredible. You know, we have to really take our hats off to them and say thank you for choosing to work with us, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. So it's been an amazing ride in that sense. So going back to the basics and a little 3.1 is just doing one thing at a time. You know, it's easy to get overwhelmed and going, you know, I need to recruit for these 10, 15 different jobs. But the reality of it is that you don't, we just need to focus on that one person, that one job, and that one client, and try and putting it all together and just doing a good job for them. And that's probably the same thing for every construction company out there. It's focusing on that one project. Do it as best as you can. Deliver it as best as you can. You know, getting that end user in at the final stages of the project and seeing their eyes light up, because, you know, everything is now a reality. You know, that office that they wanted, that bridge that they needed built, you know, that rampway that they needed for disability access, all of this means so much. And it's a big, makes such huge strides and makes big differences. Focusing on one thing at a time can't be overlooked. Going back to basics, going back to the foundations and doing one thing at a time, that's my number three. Number four is definitely having something that you can use as a release. This year has definitely taught me that, yes, there is definitely more to life than work. You know, at one point I was working 60, 70 hour weeks and probably largely didn't stop probably until September, October. We ended up deciding to change our hours, but it's been huge in that respect. You need to have something that you can use to switch off from the day-to-day grind and switch off from work. One thing that I love doing is playing football. So, you know, I continue to play football every Tuesday night. And although I get myself into a lot of arguments on five-a-side football because I'm extremely competitive, it's definitely a release. I always feel better walking off the pitch, even if there's a few people pissed off of me. But that's just the way I am. I'm just a competitive guy. But yeah, I would say you need to have a release. And this year I've decided, after a lot of thought-provoking nights, that I'm going to go back to study and do some work outside of work. So I enrolled, got accepted, and I've started studying economics. And that's maybe something that's come around from this podcast. But that is itself as well has given me something else to think about, and realizing, you know, the day will come. You have to live to fight another day. You'll win money again. But ultimately, if you sometimes take the foot off the gas, it can work in your benefit in many ways. I'm not saying take it fully off the gas, but, you know, having something else to focus on isn't the end of the world. And sometimes it can help just give you that perspective that we talked about a little bit earlier. So that was my number four, have something that you can use as a release. And number five, my big thing this year, and has changed my thinking altogether, is technology. We started the podcast only 3 months ago. You know, we've had thousands of listeners. We're getting recommended, where people are sharing our posts all over the place. It's been incredible. And what everyone has realized this year is that you don't need to travel 4 or 5 hours on a plane to do a meeting. You know, for something that's going to last 45 minutes, you don't need to spend $400 on a flight and $175 on accommodation. You can jump on Zoom and do it like this. And that's something that I've realized, that we want to be technology based, but physically enhanced. So we're going to be, I'm not saying we're going to change the game or anything like that, but what we want to do is to be continuously meeting people via Zoom. You know, where we would have met 2-3 candidates a day previously, you know, we can do 6 or 7 now quite easily, and that's across all of Australia. And when we get the chance and when things get back to normal, we're going to be putting meetup events in every city around Australia, and we're going to be getting people together and connecting people and going back to the basics of, this is individual number one, and this is individual number two. This is why I think that you two people should talk, and so go have a chat. You know, that's what we do. We bring people together, we nurture relationships, and that's what it's all about. But this technology game has changed the entire industry, and that's both on a recruitment perspective. Talent attraction is going to be so, so different now. How construction companies are going to use technology to attract talent, and is unbelievable. The majority of our placements are coming from interstate. So it's people from living in Melbourne, moving to Brisbane, living in Canberra, moving to Perth. You know, it's all over the place, and it's phenomenal to see technology actually being taken up by the construction industry. There, it was only 12 months ago where the majority of the companies I dealt with, you know, would have always waited for a face-to-face. You know, it would have been, I will wait a month until we can meet with them face-to-face. But now we can do things like this, and it's incredible. So my number five is technology. Truly think it's going to change construction. I think it's going to change talent attraction within construction. And I think that there's going to be so much growth within this area. So jump on it now if you're not, and get cracking, because the wave is coming next year. It's going to be an unbelievably candidate short market. And if you are going to be on the market next year, brush off that CV over Christmas and let us know. So I just want to say to everyone out there who's listened to the podcast over the last 3 months, thank you. It's honestly, it's been incredible. what it's done for our business as well has been incredible. But ultimately, we want to make it even bigger and better for you. So next year, we're coming back with a bit of a reformatted product. So what we're trying to do is bring tangible learning outcomes to the end user. So the end user is the people out there who are listening to it. The podcast will include interviews. It will also include a reformatted version of the career clinic. But it's all going to be about learning. What can you take away from this person that Mick is interviewing? I want it to be entertaining, but also educational. I want you to have 30, 35, 40 minutes, and for you to learn at least five things from that individual. So that's what we're going to be talking about, five things. And it's going to be great, and you're going to learn so much. And we've got some incredible guests lined up already. We're coming back with a bang in January, and it's going to be a phenomenal season. So I'm really looking forward to getting back into it. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported us over the last little while. And if there's anything I can do to help you in the future, please let me know. But to round up this episode, the five things that I've learned from this year: number one, perspective; number two, people and the people around you; number three, going back to basics and doing one thing at a time; number four, have something that you can use as a release; and number five, technology is changing the game. This has been Mick Donaghy. This is another episode of Made to Measure, and the final episode of Made to Measure. Thank you for joining me. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Don't eat too many pies and drink too much wine. And so we'll see you in the new year. Cheers. Thank you so much for listening to Made to Measure. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. This is the only podcast in the world that focuses on the niche area of construction costing. Therefore, as an independent podcast, your support is invaluable. Please like, share, screenshot, give a review, or just tell your friends and colleagues about the show. The more people that know about the podcast, the better the guests that we can bring to you, and the better the content you will consume. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mick Donaghy, and this was Made to Measure.